from the Utter Daily Devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Utter Daily Devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today, in the presence of the Most High God, you will demonstrate His blessing. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich without adding any sorrow to it. The blessing of the Lord upon you will maketh room for you in the name of Jesus. With the blessing of the Lord upon you, that talent will take you from the valley to the mountaintop. You will enjoy His blessing more than your understanding in the name of Jesus. Every good door you knock will open unto you in Jesus' mighty name. That is settled. According to the word of the Lord, in the book of Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." That blessing in you, that gift, that honor will not take you into ruin in Jesus' mighty name. It will take you into life. You will not walk in your own understanding in the name of Jesus. You will seek Him and find Him in Jesus' mighty name. That is settled. Today, I want to continue where we stopped yesterday. The book of Psalm, Psalm 20 verse 1 to 4 was read. Maybe you are hearing it for the first time today. Let me come along with it again. It says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. 3. Remember all thy offering and accept thy burnt offering. 4. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel." Hallelujah. Brethren, the Lord is open to all. He knows our nature. He understands that we are not perfect. That's why the Lord, our King, wants you to be submissive, to be willing to operate under His order and commandments. But brethren, most of us walk in our own understanding. Some, when we attain a stage, we begin to believe that we are smart. The Lord that has taken you this far is not ready to abandon you. But don't call Him fool. Most of all, we paraded ourselves as if we are wise. If you look into the book of Psalm 72 verse 1, Psalm 72 verse 1, it says, "Give the king thy judgment, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son." Brethren, how far have you gone in life? Are you giving the king thy judgment? Are you considering the Lord? If you move further to verse 2, it says, "He shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment." That is to let you know, whatsoever you are, if you are an earthly king, if you are the president, you are the governor, senator, chief executive officer, chairman of conglomerate, you must seek the Lord. You must be submissive unto Him. No matter what you want, the qualities of what you need from God has to do with your relationship with men. How are you operating? You have an appointed time. Likewise, I have an appointed time. What are we doing? As you are going the journey of life, are you seeking peace with all men? Are you doing things to please God? Or you are seeing yourself as the all in all? God made you who you are today. Don't withdraw from Him. Don't take Him out of your life. Stay glued to Him. Let's look at this scripture. Jeremiah 29 verse 7. Jeremiah 29 verse 7. It says, "And seek the peace of thy city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall he have peace." Wow. Where you are rich. The Lord has blessed you. How many people are you lifting up? Do you consider God that has taken you to the level you are? Do you know that as many as you are helping and they are becoming rich and they are becoming wealthy and they are enjoying life, that will not reduce you. It will even make you to become richer, to become wealthier, to become abundant, to flourish. Let's consider people. You are a king. You are fearfully and wonderfully created to take care of people around you. Consider this today. And I pray that as you are doing things, making life better for others, moving people upward and not downward, the mighty hand of the Lord will increase you, will make you to be strong, better, and successful in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Let me stop here today. And I pray that you, as a person, will have testimony to share. Till tomorrow when you hear from me, I say the good grace of the Lord enlighten you more. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90380214 02 or +234 80561678 40. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.